This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
With the climate change movement catalyzed by Swedish teen Greta Thunberg gaining increasing momentum, is the global corporate sector finally ready to follow suit? So in a recent series of reports on climate change by consultancy BCA Research, they argued that investors need to be responsive to the threats posed by climate change.
And there is a move towards this in Europe. A survey conducted by ShareAction, an NGO that campaigns for responsible and sustainable finance, showed that European asset managers are more likely to seek to hold companies that account for global warming than their US counterparts. I'm sorry, that's a mouthful. That means that they are buying into companies that have got more environmental consciousness and sensitivity in their business models.
And the group also described this discrepancy between European and US asset management companies as highly concerning, considering that the 20 largest US players control as much as 35% of global assets under management.
So for some insight into how climate change could or should impact investing trends, joining us on the line is Rukaya Ibrahim, strategist with BCA Research. Thank you for joining us, Rukaya. Now, the report does suggest that markets are probably still underpricing climate-related risks. What are the implications of this?
Well, thanks for having me. So the facts are that, first of all, climate change is a reality. Humans have never lived in a world that is much warmer than it is today. And second of all, that scientific consensus is that climate change is human-induced. So together, what these facts tell us is that on the one hand, because we have climate change that is already occurring, there's going to be physical damages that will occur as a result. And so this is something that short-term investors need to take to consider when they're allocating their investments. The other main factor to keep in mind is that because climate change is human-induced, there will also be policies and regulations that will attempt to mitigate or reduce the impact. And what this means is that there's going to be transition risks, which are the policies that are implemented to transform the economy to a low-carbon economy. And so together, what this means is that both short-term investors as well as long-term investors need to find active ways to develop climate resilience in their portfolios.
And social impact investing like ESG, which stands for Environmental, Social and Governance Investing, has been in vogue in recent years. There's also the idea of green bonds. Do you think this will actually, driven by investors and the investing community, will this really make a dent in environmental concerns?
Well, ESG is definitely an area that is picking up on the trend. And if you take a look at, for example, the five major global markets, sustainable investing assets stood at $30 trillion at the start of 2018, and that's a 34% increase in 2 years. So this is clear that there is definitely growing interest there. And in terms of the risk-reward trade-off, the nice thing is that our research here at BCA shows that in terms of return, there actually is no harm and actually some benefit of ESG investing. So that's something that allows investors to both pick up on the trend of climate change as well as protect their portfolios.
And, you know, you mentioned transition risk, right? Can you help us define what the risks are associated with this transition to low carbon economics?
Yes, definitely. So simply put, if you take a look at the Paris Agreement, the target is to limit global temperature rise to 2 degrees Celsius from the pre-industrial levels until the year 2100. Now, if we take the business as usual scenario, which in which there is no policies that are implemented, the increase in temperature will be between 3.7 and 4.8 degrees Celsius. So in order to bridge this gap, this requires major policies and regulations, and that's what's going to really lead to the transition risk. So there are some sectors and some countries that will be more highly impacted by this climate change risk than others. So you need to keep that in mind because it's not a homogeneous effect. Moreover, there is a trade-off between the physical risks that we mentioned as well as the transition risks. So on the one hand, if we don't do anything, the physical risks will be massive by the year 2100. Now, if we go crazy with regulations and policies, the transition risk will be huge. So it's clear that, for example, sectors such as coal and fossil fuels are set to emerge as losers in the transition. However, that doesn't mean that you should completely ignore them, and instead, investors can pay closer attention to best in class performers, whether that means companies or countries within these sectors.
And over in the US, Donald Trump is formalizing plans to leave the Paris Accords for the environment. Do you think that more money will then flow into US, for example, fossil fuel stocks? And this would not be a good thing as far as capital movement into areas that are harming the environment?
Well, I would think that investors have more foresight than that, because if it's just about Donald Trump, I would assume that over the longer term, they know that the climate change is a trend and there are going to be policies and regulations that will be implemented that go beyond Donald Trump's time in office. And so I don't think that this will necessarily lead to that.
All right, thank you very much, Rukaya. And that was Rukaya Ibrahim, strategist with BCA Research. And actually, this survey is quite interesting from ShareAction, because they examined votes cast by investors in 57 of the world's biggest asset management companies on proposals related to climate change. And it showed that the largest US asset managers are reluctant to challenge company management on climate issues with their voting decisions. So there's still a little bit of a hesitancy to put forward these kind of ESG agenda still.
Yeah, and then if we also look at the BCA report, they also highlight that the sector obviously most impacted by climate change would be agriculture. Now, this is significant for us in Malaysia because at the end of the day, palm oil remains our major export cash crop and currently contributes as much as between 5 to 7% of Malaysia's GDP, which is a 50 billion ringgit industry. So if there is significant changes to climates and there is a drop in, let's say, the palm oil yield, we are impacted somewhat. So, and this data also shows from BCA that countries in emerging markets, developing countries, actually are more impacted by climate change than versus developed countries, especially in the tropics. So, you know, as much as we like to think there is climate change doesn't affect us, it does affect us even from a business perspective.
Yeah, I think that huge swaths of land over here in Southeast Asia and along the Greater Asia area would also be flooded, inundated by water not too far into the future. And I'm just wondering whether this kind of investment trends in the climate impact or social impact investing will actually make a difference to the overall awareness of the climate. But because at the end of the day, climate change is about population growth, right? And when there is a big group of the population getting into middle classdom, the more you will consume and the more you will harm the environment. And the more money will flow into companies that feed these people.
I think the bottom line is that we have to acknowledge that climate change is a problem and do whatever we can to mitigate it and ensure that the corporations to whom we give our money also do take as many precautions as possible. But right now we're heading into a few messages for you and then we'll be back to take a look at some local stories. So stay tuned for that here on The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.